Saving money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today. Save big money
at Menards. Welcome to Pure Joe Hack or Hype, the show where I test the latest in wellness, supplements, and biohacking so you don't waste your money. Because in health, there is no one size fits all. So instead of asking, does this work? I ask a better question. Who does this actually work for? I'm Johanna, Holistic Health and Wellness Coach. Each episode, I speak to the experts behind the products, test them myself, and give you a clear verdict. Is it hack, hype, or does it depend on you? Before we start, a quick reminder that health is personal. Everything discussed on this show is based on individual experiences, expert opinions, and product testing, and should not be considered medical advice. What works for one person may not work for another, so always do your own research and seek professional guidance where appropriate. Right, let's get into today's product. Hello, I am so excited because this is episode one, the very first Pure Joe Hack or Hype ever. So thank you for being here for it. I genuinely hope you love it. Before we get into today's product, I want to throw a stat at you because it blew my mind a little when I found it. The average person spends around 26 years of their life asleep. 26 years, that's a third of your entire life unconscious in a bed. And when you think about it like that, doesn't it seem a bit mad that we'll spend hours researching what trainers to buy or which protein powder to take, but we barely think twice about what we're actually sleeping on for a third of our lives? So that's exactly what I tested this week. Not a supplement, not a gadget, but bedding. And I have to tell you, the results genuinely surprised me. There was one moment in this test that I'm calling my game changer moment. And by the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what I mean. So what did I test? Well, it's a brand called Lost Loom, a luxury organic bamboo bedding brand. Think duvet covers, fitted sheets, pillowcases, and the most stunning bamboo knit blanket you have ever felt. Here's what they claim, a 400 thread count, which they say is the highest available for bamboo bedding in the UK, giving you softness and durability that rivals cotton at over 1,200 thread count. That's because bamboo fibres are naturally finer and smoother than cotton. But what about the price, I hear you ask? Well, that does always matter, doesn't it? I checked directly on their site. A Super King bundle with a deep fitted sheet, two pillowcases, and a duvet cover comes in at £235 outside of the sale periods. So how does that stack up? Well, a basic cotton sheet will probably run you somewhere around £40 to £90, but you're getting a completely different feel and a shorter lifespan. Step up to proper certified organic cotton and you're looking at £90 to £180 maybe. And then if you go for the real luxury end, which would be mulberry silk, you could be spending anywhere from £200 right up to £500 or more, depending on the quality. So where does that put Lost Loom? Right in the middle to the upper bracket. More than basic cotton, comparable to entry-level silk, but nowhere near silk's price ceiling. It's positioned sort of as an accessible luxury option. That's clearly the gap that they're trying to fill. It's a luxury purchase. You're not talking supermarket bedding here, everybody. It's an investment piece. It's aimed at exactly the kind of person who's tired of waking up too hot, too cold, or just not feeling that wow factor when they get into bed. Now, why bamboo specifically? Because there's a reason this fabric keeps coming up in the wellness world. Lost Loom and bamboo bedding generally, their claims to be naturally moisture-wicking, breathable, and temperature-regulating, which is why it's so often recommended for hot sleepers and for anyone going through hormonal changes. It's also naturally hypoallergenic, antibacterial, and doesn't hold on to odours, so it's gentler on sensitive skin than a lot of the synthetic fabrics. And here's the important one, zero microplastics. Yes, we love that. Unlike polyester or any other synthetic bedding, you're not shedding those tiny plastic fibers into your home, your laundry water, or onto your skin every single night. So who is Lost Loom actually for? Well, that's exactly what I wanted to find out, which is why I sat down with the man behind the brand. Before we chat to Richard, just a quick note from our sponsors.
UK Health Radio. UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. You're listening to Pure Joe Hack or Hype on the UK Health Radio. I'm Johanna, your holistic health and wellness coach, and today we are putting Lost Loom bamboo bedding to the test. But before I give you my verdict, I want you to hear from the man behind the brand. I am absolutely delighted to welcome Richard, the CEO and founder of Lost Loom, to the show. Richard, welcome. It's so lovely to have you here.
Well, look, thank you for having me here. Thank you.
Pleasure. Now, Richard, tell us a little bit about your background. Were you always into textiles, or did Lost Loom come from somewhere unexpected?
Unexpected. My background was investments. So I was in investments for about 20 years. And I actually bought one of my competitors' bedding probably a couple of years ago now. I'm one of those hot sleepers, one leg out of the bed, one leg out of the duvet people. And I bought one of my competitors' bedding, thought it was great, was looking for my next stage in life. And he was speaking to one of my friends who runs a big barefoot children's shoe business that he was sort of giving the idea of e-commerce and looking at options. And, thought I could look at the bamboo bedding and see if I could bring a slightly different angle to market, really. So I think there was a lot of our competitors coming out in the sustainability space, which is a big part of what we do. But there's different variations in terms of the quality of bamboo bedding out there. And I wanted to bring in a premium version, which is what we did.
Definitely. And so what does the name Lost Loom mean? Where did it come from?
Honestly, ChatGPT. It's taken over the world, isn't it? We spent a couple of weeks, as you do when you've got the concept of what you want to do. You're trying to find that brand and that identity that actually resonates with you. And we use a brand company. They were coming up with a lot of names. I was coming up with names myself and then ChatGPT. And we just went through a whole host of things. And the Lost Loom for me, I think it's good. You know, it's a bit of discovering that, you know, Lost Loom, it sort of links into the fabric and what we're doing with the bedding. So it just sort of resonated and, just fit what we wanted at the time when we were about to launch.
Yeah, I love it. And let's start then with the thread count of the fabric. It's 400. That's the highest available bamboo bedding in the UK. For listeners who don't know about thread count, what does that actually mean and how should it feel to sleep in?
Yeah, well, it's not the only factor you should look at, but I think thread count is very important. And you see that with, I don't know, the cotton side of things, where Egyptian cotton's usually a higher thread count. It brings with it a much softer feel to it, which, you know, in terms of comfort, the durability is typically better on a higher thread count fabric than something that's lower thread count. So the quality is better as well. But also we alongside the thread count, we look at the weave as well. And we've got quite an advanced weave, which improves softness and the durability. And I think that's important. So, you know, looking at a few combinations of factors combined that will get you the better fabric in terms of the softness and the durability.
And then the bamboo you use, is it Moso bamboo? What makes that different from all the other bamboo varieties, or doesn't it really matter which one?
I suppose there's little in it, but what we know with the Moso bamboo is we can trace it back to the province where it's grown and it's harvested. So I think the important thing with the Moso bamboo is it's long fibre. So it, again, stronger, better quality. There's thousands of variety of bamboo that's actually out there, and probably only 10 to 15 that are suitable for making bamboo bedding or bamboo fabrics. But Moso bamboo is one of the better ones. It's not the only one that you could go to, but it's certainly one of the better ones you would consider for that better quality.
Wow, that's really interesting. And so, but when I opened the package, everything felt incredibly considered. The branded bag, the care card, the beautiful presentation. I mean, how important is that unboxing experience for you, Richard?
I think It is very important. I think we've got a high price point in terms of where we are in the market, and not compared to everybody. We're priced very similar to one of our main competitors, but bedding is typically expensive when you're going for a better quality. So, for me, that's part of the journey for the customer. It's not just the bedding itself and the quality of the bedding, but it's that opening the box experience and feeling valued, and that the detail and small details are being considered. It's funny, I received some running trainers the other day, and they put a handwritten note in there. And it just made me smile. It can be very small touches like that, but it just made me smile because I thought, well, yeah, that's a bit of time and care. But so we've taken into a lot of different factors when we're putting the packaging together. And some people might like the tissue paper versus the notes versus the instructions versus the box. There's just different elements that hopefully give that customer the experience and being the focal point, really.
Definitely. And I think also, bedding is something that we typically buy for ourselves. And when I got your bedding, it was sort of like a gift to myself. It's like something really, really special. So, but the care, let's talk about the care instructions, Richard. They're quite specific. They're 30 degrees, no fabric softener, liquid detergent only. Why is that? What actually happens if people don't follow it? I know because I've done it for the review, my review, but you tell us your side.
Yeah, look, bamboo is a high-end fabric, and because of that, you need to care for it in the right way. I always use a comparison of cashmere. If you get a lovely new cashmere jumper, you wouldn't put it through a hot wash because it would damage it. It's very similar, actually, with your day-to-day towels as well. If you put towels through with a fabric softener, the softener actually makes the towels go harder. So you've got to be mindful of in terms of how you care for the product. So yeah, hot wash with bamboo, it actually brings out the starch in the stitching, which then makes it brittle, which then the stitching can come away. So it is something that you've just got to be doing it at the right temperature. We recommend 30 degrees. You could probably go slightly higher, up to 40, but certainly you can't be using fabric softener or bleaches or anything like that with it.
No, of course not. And then if we go into the detail, I mean, the fitted sheet has these deep elasticated panels. They're even labeled with the Loss Loom underneath. Beautiful buttons on the duvet cover. I don't know what they're made from, but you can tell me. And also, you label the top and the bottom of the sheet. This is just genius. It saves people hours of like scooching it around. Which way around does it fit? Oh, it's not that way, it's the other way. So well done. Thank you.
And I think the king size bed in the UK is typically 220 by 225 centimeters. So that top bottom label is really useful on certainly a size like that, where it's not obvious that you could be slightly, well, you could have it the wrong way around. Yeah, we've also got the corner ties as well on the duvet cover. So there's inner corner ties there and loops on the duvets that again just helps to avoid any shifting of the duvet as you sleep at night. And I've said this to some customers who haven't got our duvet, just stitch a loop on if you want to. If they don't want to go to the cost of purchasing one of our specific duvets, they could just put loops on the corners of their own. So yeah, it's important. I think it's those details. We do get comments back from customers who like that attention to detail, and I think that's sort of part of the part of the values in terms of what we try to adhere to as a business.
Yeah, you definitely keep to that, I have to say. And now let's talk about the question, which all my listeners will be thinking, because bamboo has had some bad press around sustainability. The plant itself is incredible, but the processing can be quite chemical heavy. Where does Loss Loom sit on this? Is it viscous or the cleaner process, or I'll let you explain.
No, that's fine. And I think we've bamboo, I know this greenwashing and things that I said out there, which is, I suppose, how brands actually market themselves in terms of what the bamboo bedding actually is. We are bamboo viscous. It does involve a chemical breakdown, which you need to. We're talking about bamboo stalks. If anybody's seen them in the garden, they're tough. They build houses out of them and beds and other things. So it needs to go through that process to break the bamboo down. So it still uses a cellulose. It's still got the cellulose structure, if you like, once it's broken down. And then there's two processes. Sorry, the viscose process does not recycle the chemicals, whereas there is a different process that does that, where viscose that doesn't. However, the factories that we use now, they have carbon absorption beds and condensation systems. It's quite common in most of the factories nowadays. So that absorbs about 95 to 98% of the chemicals as they're released in that process. It doesn't go out into the environment. So actually you don't need to, well, there's probably still an argument of going to the closed loop process, which is where they recycle the chemicals. But I think this absorption of the chemicals is the most important point. That's often overlooked. And that is how you get the soft fabric, without breaking the bamboo down, it's going to be coarser. So I think that greenwashing people, I don't think many of my brands, if any of my brands, say that's natural. I think that would be the wrong statement because it's not a natural product having to go through that chemical process. But it really depends what is important for your listeners and important for the consumer. If bamboo is one of the most sustainable plants in the world, it's very fast growing. Again, going back to that comment, if you've got it in your garden, you chop it down, it's grown back within 6 months. So that's the sustainability story that most bamboo bedding brands will lean into, explaining that it's a very sustainable crop. It's minimal on the pesticides, it doesn't need pesticides to grow it, unlike cotton, if it's not natural cotton. And it's much, much less water intensive than cotton. I mean, I've did bring a fact I think is useful. This is from footprint.org, so it's not our friend ChatGPT. It is from a reputable site. But yeah, for an organic cotton t-shirt, 1,100 liters of water is used to grow the cotton to make a single t-shirt. And the conventional, that's organic. If it's the conventional route, it's 2,700 liters of water used to create a t-shirt. So that's the bit on the, I suppose, the eco side that most brands that I see out there will be running the message on. It's a sustainable plant. It's not damaging to the environment in that respect, and it's not using a lot of pesticides. It's minimal on the water usage. Pretty much rainwater it will grow on. But there is then that chemical step in the process of making it, which I've explained the how we reduce that, or the factories reduce any of that going out into the atmosphere. But then finally, and I think probably the most important thing for your listeners, is the all our manufacturers are OEKO Tech Standard 100 certified. And that means that the end product is tested for 100 chemicals and metal substances to make sure that there's no traces of these substances. So we've got a lot of customers who are looking for non-toxic homes, or they may be going through chemo or previous cancer sufferers and things. And I think that's really important for them, knowing that the final product and fabric is toxic free.
Absolutely. It sounds like you've done everything that you can. And yeah, that's great. And then your actual bedding, this is manufactured, I think, in China, isn't it? How involved are you in that process personally?
It is manufactured in China. I'm the contact to our factories out in China. So, in terms of, I mean, in terms of the original due diligence and all the factories that we use, that's me making sure that they've got these OEKO Tech Standard certifications. We also make sure that they have the CEDEX, or I think it's the BSCI, which is for the workers, to make sure that the it's an ethical working environment, and they have independent bodies that come out and assess the factories to make sure that they're doing what's expected to pass that certification. So in terms of that part of it, it's very much me. And again, in terms of the quality assurance and control, again, that's me speaking to the factories to make sure that that's done correctly.
I love that. Right. Now let's talk about the wellness angle. Sleep is having a real moment in wellness right now. Why do you think what we sleep in has been so overlooked compared to supplements, apps, and gadgets?
I think it's possibly just the education of it. I think the more we are informed through it being, Google, ChatGPT, and having our fingers at the button to find out this information easier, I just think we're more educated on what's going on nowadays. I think, I look back 20 years ago when I was younger playing sport, and I didn't know anything about nutrition, food. carbs, protein, getting the right diet, the balance and all that into it, the hydration as well, and all these things have sort of come on and evolved, and there's more, where it's an influencer or bloggers or people like yourself who are educating audiences, we're more aware of it, and sleep's important. You know what it's like when you have an horrible night's sleep, you wake up grumpy as anything, it's snappy when people are talking to you, and it affects your whole day. And I think people have overlooked it in terms of investment. They're happy paying £100, £50, £100 a month, whatever their gym membership is, but actually, spending £150, £200 on bedding that's going to be there for a number of years, it's good value for me. It really can change the way that you sleep. And we get a lot of feedback from customers where it's done that, and I think me going away end of May, or did go away end of May, sorry, I went away to the usual place that we go to in Scotland, which is absolutely beautiful, but I didn't have my bed in, so it was very, very
You
different
didn't
night of
sleep good.
sleep. I actually took a spare set, but I took the wrong size, foolishly. But you notice it. You can notice it. I think that good quality bedding can really make the difference of a good or bad night's sleep.
Yeah, that's true. I think definitely for an Airbnb, I'll be doing a travel takeaway of mine for sure. So, in your words, then who is Lost Loom generally for? If you had to describe your ideal customer, what are they dealing with, and why does Bamboo help them specifically?
Yeah, look, I think the broader picture, I do think it's those people who are wanting a better sleep, more comfort and luxury as they're sleeping. So that's the broad market, if you like. But then within that, there's certain pockets as well. So, hot sleepers, be that somebody, like myself, who always slept with one foot out of the duvet cover, or somebody with night sweats, or somebody going through the menopause. That's certainly is very relevant for them, and especially how the weather's going to be changing this next few weeks. It's hypoallergenic, so people with sensitive skin, that soft touch and that cooling touch. So I don't know, people with eczema or other sensitive skin types, they can find that very useful as well. Those who are looking for that non-toxic household as well. We've taken the relevant steps to make sure that it meets that market as well. So I think that's very important. It's got that broad market, but also those different po pockets of specific people as well.
And I think you've had some amazing reports back to you specifically from like cancer patients and stuff like that, haven't you?
It is. We've had there's one gentleman in particular who'd been going through chemo, and his wife bought some of the bedding for both home and the respite where he was getting the treatment as well. So, and we've had some real positive feedback from them. I've had people who survived breast cancer and different types of cancer, and again, be it that non-toxic reason for buying it, but I think it's that cooling effect when you get in. Although it's thermoregulating, you can use it all year round. It's just got such a nice touch to it as you get into it, which just feels cool to the body and just comforting, really. So I think that's part of that journey for them.
Definitely. And didn't you win an award recently, did I hear?
Two awards actually. Lux Home and Gardens, we won best luxury sustainable brand, so that was 3 or 4 weeks ago. And then Ideal Home as well, we won what they call commended. It's their runners up, so in the bed linen category. So it wasn't specific to Bamboo or sustainability, it was bed linen for the whole market. We actually came runner up there, which I think's good because we're against cotton and everything else.
I love that. Well, congratulations on both of those. But before we close, Richard, tell us what's next for Lost Loom. Have you got any new products coming out, new colours? Are you expanding the range?
Yeah, we all of the above, I think. With eye masks, so we've got a couple of Bamboo eye masks, different styles that are coming in. They'll be landed in a couple of weeks, so they'll be on the website in a couple of weeks' time. Bamboo pajamas will be here, mid-August, so they'll be ready for that early autumn. So they'll be launched onto the website mid to end of August. They're absolutely lovely. Five colours we've got those in. And then the bedding, we're going to expand the bedding range as well. I've had a lot of requests for emphasized bedding, so we're going to bring the emphasized bedding in. There's a couple of new colours we want to bring to market, like a greeny grey and a grey blue as well. And we're looking at some jacquard stripes as well, just to because we've had a number of customers who said it'd be nice to have patterns. Fortunately, you can't embroider bamboo because if it bunches, it's such a soft fabric. So the way to get around that is to weave the stripes in using jacquard stripes. So we'll have those bedding additions probably end of this year, maybe start of next year.
Wow, super exciting. I can't wait to try the pajamas. They sound delightful. Finally, tell everyone how and where they can find you and the brand on media platforms, please.
Yeah, we use the same handle across all media. So just Lost Loom is the handle for all the channels, as is the website lostloom.com.
Easy, fantastic. Well, Richard has actually very kindly organized a listener discount for you all. So stay tuned until the end of the show to get that. Richard, this has been absolutely fascinating and enlightening. Thank you so much for joining me on Pure Joe Hack or Hype.
Thank you.
Now we're going to hear from our sponsors, but do not go anywhere because when I come back, I'm going to give you my full honest verdict on Lost Loom bamboo bedding. Is it a hack? Is it hype? Or does it depend entirely on who you are? Trust me, you're going to want to hear this one. Stay with me.
UK House Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK House Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. You're listening to Pure Joe Hack or Hype. Now, before the break, Richard told us all about his story behind Lost Loom, and we got into the big bamboo question. I'll come back to that in a moment, but first I want to tell you exactly what happened when I actually lived with this bedding night after night for weeks testing it. Let's start with the unboxing because honestly, it set the tone for everything. Beautiful green branded boxes, branded tissue paper, the bed linen in one box, and the blanket in its own box. A thank you card, a care card. I mean, it felt like a gift, not a delivery. All the bed linen came together in one beautiful matching bag with a logo on the front. In the color I had chosen, I went for the warm gray, and it's worth knowing that they do also have, what was it, white, oatmeal, and a softer gray. So there's a shade for every bedroom style. Then came the wash. Now, personally, I wash everything before I use it or wear it. And here's where I have to be honest with you. The care instructions are very specific. 30 degrees, no fabric softener, liquid detergent only. And I wanted to know why that mattered so much. So, in the name of science, I deliberately washed my two pillowcases the wrong way. 40 degrees, fabric softener, stain remover, in with all my other laundry, the works. The result? Well, I have to say, probably a shade lighter, not as glossy, definitely wrinklier. They just didn't look or feel as expensive or luxury anymore. So that was one wash, and that was all it took. So when Lost Loom say follow the care instructions, they really do mean it. Now, the good news, when I did it properly, honestly, divine. They came out of the wash wet and heavy, and you think, oh my gosh, they're never going to dry. But an hour or so in the tumble dryer, or overnight on the aerer, they're done. And there's this gorgeous glossy sheen across the whole set. That's probably the 400 thread count doing its thing. But personally, as a busy working mom of two, I do not iron anything. And honestly, any wrinkles fall out when they're on the bed anyway. Making the bed was easy, as the sheet has a little label saying top or bottom. I mean, genius. So you don't have to take like four attempts to try and put it the right way around. It also has big Lost Loom branded elastic corner bands to keep it in place. And this gives that lovely tight, taut fitted sheet, not just when you put it on, but when you wake up in the morning, which is so clever. Getting into bed felt special. Cotton, by comparison, can feel a bit itchy, a bit rough, a bit scratchy. This felt like something else entirely. And then came my game changer moment. So I had been using the duvet cover and the pillowcases with my own cotton fitted sheet underneath for the first night. But the moment I put the actual Lost Loom fitted sheet on, completing the full set, everything changed. It was like stepping into a soft, glossy marshmallow bed. Above you, below you, all around you, smooth, glossy, cool, sublime. And sleep-wise, you're asking? Well, it was cool. It is cool to touch. And I slept deeply. The temperature was spot on, never too hot, never too cold. I woke up once in the night and went straight back to sleep, which doesn't normally happen for me. To be honest, I have two young kids, and let's be fair, perfect sleep is never fully on the cards when you have kids. But the bedding itself did everything right. And now when I get into bed, I'm super excited, and it comes with that big sigh of, oh, just like you're ready for rest. Now, other laundry tips I have, if you do invest in this bed linen, is always drop the buttons on the duvet cover before washing. Because if you leave them undone, other bits of washing can get trapped inside and they won't dry properly. And if you're tumble drying, keep an eye on it, because a duvet that size will ball itself up into one big crumpled lump. So if you leave it spinning, that is. But that's my recommendation, is take it out, shake it, rearrange it every 20 minutes or so. Now let's look at the Lost Loom blanket, because it does deserve a mention. It is probably my favorite piece of the whole set. I air dried it overnight and it came out insanely soft. It looks heavy, but it's actually quite lightweight. And with my Jasmine laundry wash, it smelled divine. Proper, snuggly, sofa worthy, the kind of thing you fight your family for, and you could have it in the winter, summer, all year round. One honest note on the color. I went for the warm grey, and in hindsight, it does feel a little dark or wintry for the summertime. If I were doing it again, I might have gone lighter for this time of year and kept the warm grey for the winter. But my honest tip for you, if you do invest in this, get two colourways. Once you've slept in Lost Loom bamboo bedding, you will not want to go back to cotton on those wash days. I am planning to mix a light grey with my dark grey, and I think that will actually look quite stylish. Now let's talk science and come back to the bamboo question, because I promised you I would. So Richard confirmed that Lost Loom is the highest quality viscose under strict manufacturing standards. But here's what he told me that genuinely reassured me. He explained that while their process isn't a fully closed loop system, it's an extremely tightly controlled one, monitored and verified through the OcoTech testing to make sure there's a minimal chemical residue left in the finished fabric. That's one of the most recognized independent safety labels in textiles, meaning the fabric has been tested and the residues are below levels that could cause harm even for sensitive skin. He was really clear that viscose does use chemicals in the process, but that's simply how bamboo pulp becomes soft and usable. But by the time it reaches us, the vast majority of it has already gone. So is it perfect? No, not quite. True bamboo, it's the lyocell, it is the gold standard for chemical processing, but Lost Loom is safe, it's tested, and it is generally better than synthetic polyester, and more sustainable actually than organic cotton. Now, before I give you my verdict, I just want to say this. As a holistic coach, I always have to be honest about the bigger picture. Good sleep isn't just about what you put on your bed. It's a combination of many things. Your mattress, your pillow, your evening routine, your stress levels, what you ate, what you scrolled before bed. Bedding is one piece of that puzzle, not the whole picture. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you that swapping your sheets is going to fix your sleep overnight if everything else around you needs work too. But what I can tell you is that this particular piece of the puzzle made a genuine, noticeable difference for me, and that's worth something. Right, verdict time. Lost Loom bedding, is it a hack or is it hype? In my opinion, it's definitely a hack. If you're someone who runs hot at night, has sensitive skin, is going through hormonal changes like the perimenopause and the menopause, or you're simply someone who values that everyday luxury feeling, this bedding will genuinely enhance your sleep experience. My daughter is a hot, sweaty sleeper, so I will be purchasing a set for her even. So it's for all the family. If, however, you are someone who needs an easy, throw it all in together laundry routine, then maybe Lost Loom isn't for you, as the care instructions are specific, but it is worth it. Then I would say that if you're looking for the absolute cleanest, ultra eco-friendly, most chemical-free, option on the market with zero compromise, then Lost Loom is a hack for you. My honest takeaway, for most people listening right now, Lost Loom bedding and blankets are a hack, a genuine sleep enhancing, feels like a treat every night hack. So are you ready to purchase some Lost Loom for yourself? I bet you are. Richard has kindly offered a 10% discount on all orders. Just use the code PUREJOE, P-U-R-E-J-O in capitals at the checkout. Also, if you head to purejoe.com, you can find all links and discount codes I have organized for listeners as the show grows. Next time on Pure Joe Hack or Hype, we are unwrapping one of the biggest trends in the health food aisle, reduced sugar chocolate. Can you really have your chocolate and eat it too? We will explore what's actually inside those bars, what sweeteners do to the body, and whether they are genuine health hack or hype, or does it depend on you? Be sure you're following the show so you don't miss it. Finally, thank you so much for being here and listening to my very first Pure Joe Hack or Hype episode. I would love for this to be a community conversation. So if there is a wellness trend, product, supplement, test, or treatment you would like me to investigate, please do send me a message on my Instagram, johanna_livewell.travelmore. Thanks again for listening. Remember, don't believe the hype until we have hacked it apart. See you next time. Thank you for listening to Pure Joe Hack or Hype. If this episode helped you, follow the show and share it with someone who's ready to stop wasting money on wellness trends. You can find me on Instagram at johanna_livewell.travelmore and at purejoe.com. I'll see you next time, where we put something else to the test. Because if it's not right for you, it's not worth your money. God bless and stay well your way.